Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today I am joined by Julie Schechter. She is the co-founder and CEO of one of my favorite small businesses and brands, Small Packages. Julie, welcome.
Hi, Caroline. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. You guys have heard me talk about Small Packages a lot. I excel at gift giving is not my love language. And now that I live so far away from people, and especially now that like everyone's far away because it's 2020, I feel like I have turned to you guys at Small Packages like 6 or 7 times this year and really found like amazing things to send my friends. So you guys are really doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that it is resonating and that it's helpful. I mean, that's the entire reason that we started the company, is just to make it like much, much easier to connect with people and to like keep your relationships alive. And nobody has time to be spending at the post office, COVID or no COVID.
Right.
So yeah. Just try to make it easy.
That is so true. And for the uninitiated, Small Packages is this great service where, based on whatever theme you want, you send like this very, very cute and well-curated box of goodies to a friend or a family member, and it comes with a handwritten card, and you can do gift the boxes at the $35, $50, $100 level, and there are books, there are like, it's just like the best. Like I just sent the I just sent the Thanksgiving box, the Women in Food Thanksgiving box, to one of my friends at home. And I was like mulling over which one to send. And then I was like, because you guys had sent me one, and I was like, well, I want to make sure it's all there. So I was like, I'm just going to do the $100 box. Like, it's so good.
Amazing.
So, I mean, that box was so good. There was, what was the caramel company?
They're called Fat Toad.
Yes.
Caramel. They are incredible. I mean, obviously, I have to like try everything before it goes in, and just being able to like set down the samples and walk away. I know my life is so incredibly hard. But they are incredible.
I ate that caramel like with nothing. With nothing, like a fork, and like with no other food. I was like putting it into my mouth, like with my like pointer finger.
It is amazing. And that's honestly like my favorite part of doing this, is just getting a chance to meet all of these like different small businesses and all these people that are doing incredible things. And like, they just don't necessarily have like national reach yet. And you're just like, yes, everybody needs to know about you, Fat Toad.
Right. Like Fat Toad is now on the top of my like must buy list, though. I'm like, well, how many jars of caramel do I really need in my house in a time where I am like not leaving my house? It could be dangerous. The other thing that I loved so much was the Brooklyn Brittle. I ordered, I think I texted you or like messaged you right after, and I was like, I just ordered 10 bags. It is so good.
And they're just so unusual too, because they're kind of like a savory, like non-egg kind of cracker. People are just so creative. Like,
I know.
That's my favorite part, is just like getting a chance to, you know, like kind of spread the word about these people who are just like doing such amazing stuff.
I know. It's so much fun to send a gift, but then also just to take notes on like, oh, I've never heard of this. Oh, I've never heard of this. And then you get to like look into it later and potentially purchase something kind of like off of the box. On your own, it's just like kind of, it's such a nice gift, like to send somebody then, but also to sort of introduce yourself to smaller brands that you know have already been vetted by like a trusted system.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're so excited about. Being a discovery platform.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, I, you know, so thankful this Thanksgiving and holiday season and always for Fat Toad.
Us too, for sure.
Just a huge fan. All of it was so good. So yeah, I sent that to my friend. I've sent, you know, birthday boxes. I've sent just ones where I was thinking of them. And it's like so easy and everyone's so impressed. And I'm like, well, I didn't do anything.
Not true. You ordered it. Obviously.
I did order it. I did order it. Yeah. But that is what you guys really are good at. And I feel like this year, so how are you approaching gift giving this year? I feel like for me, I'm going above and beyond what I usually do because I feel like I don't have anything else to do and also no other way of showing my like love, appreciation and care for people in like a safe way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty much doing the same thing. I mean, the good part is, you know, the money you save from not, you know, going out and like doing the normal things that you would be doing during the year. Yeah, I'm absolutely just channeling that into gift giving because, I mean, that's kind of our deal also is like just being able to show up for someone. Like, and obviously at this point, you cannot do that in person. So doing it through gifts this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. It's so funny because you guys launched December 2018. So this is your 2-year anniversary month.
Yeah.
Has your second year, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Has your second year been because of coronavirus been like different than what you were expecting? Like what kind of like how does something like a pandemic affect this kind of a business where it is based on, you know, keeping your relationships together when you cannot be physically together?
Yeah. I mean, I never in a million years would have taken a global pandemic in order to grow, but, yeah, it's been really good for us in terms of just like being in the right place at the right time, like having the kind of thing that people, you know, want to send to keep up their relationships. So this year has been a really big year in terms of sales for us. The crazy thing is, though, that we work almost exclusively with small businesses in order to stock our boxes. And so especially at the beginning of COVID, like all of our suppliers were going into like shutdown and lockdown. And, you know, we were sort of like, okay, now we need 700 candles for our wonderful candle suppliers. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to get those to you. So
right.
It was a huge like shakeup in terms of our supply chain and just having to like be really quick on our feet in terms of that. But yeah, we've definitely grown a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I guess between March and May, I think the supply kind of chain system was so out of whack. Did you feel like one side of your business was like ramping up while other things were like slowing down because it was like hard to access that stuff?
I mean, it mostly meant that we just had to be super like nimble about finding new suppliers, like saying to, you know, ones who needed to shut down for a while, like, we will absolutely be back the minute that you guys go back into production. But okay, there's this other candle company in Philly that, you know, is still producing. And so we can kind of work with you in the meantime. So it was just sort of a like, yes, and kind of a situation for a little while. It was bonkers though, truly.
Now, what kind of a gift giver are you?
So Small Packages kind of grew out of the fact that, like, I did care packages. Like, all of my friends, that's kind of been our, like, love language-y thing for a long time. I love to give gifts. I would say I think I'm pretty good at it in terms of like picking out stuff that will sort of like surprise and delight people. Mm-hmm. I'm like a list keeper. So like for the people I buy gifts for, like I always kind of have something like going in my phone of like, oh, I saw this thing. Like I know that Caroline would love it.
Oh, wow. I'm so jealous of that. Like, that is amazing. Like I know people who do that and I'm like, that is so smart. I wish I was like, and every year I'm like, maybe next year, and I never do it. So you have like a running, like in your notepad, like on your phone, you have like a running list of things that you think people would like.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I don't, you know, you don't always necessarily like have the funds at the moment, or it's not the occasion or whatever. Right. But I always just kind of like see things for people out in the world. I'm just like, oh man, that is like the perfect thing for so-and-so.
Wow.
So yeah, I try to keep tabs.
And that how are, and how are you, before you started the business, how are you on like the presentation of send? Because that's always where I get extremely off. Like, I don't know. Like, I can like order you anything and it will show up in a box, but I can't, like, you know, people are like, oh, I wrapped it and then I put it in, like, because like the priority mail boxes like stress me out, and then you get to the post office, right, and it's like, that is like I get hives thinking about it. How did you do how was your presentation of your care packages?
Well, so, I mean, so we've obviously like worked a lot on the, like, you know, small packages ones, but in my like personal life beforehand,
yes,
I would say they were like pretty good, but I was raised by like the mom who is like the presentation person. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, she does the tablescapes, she curls the ribbon, she like whatever. So I always had this like real complex about,
sure,
like, you know, not like doing anywhere near as good a job. But yeah, I like to like really make things beautiful. I sort of feel like it's all about the box. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's all about the first moment when someone sees something.
Yeah, see, you saying like, that freaks me out, because, like, that's just not how – I, like, can't think like that. I'm like, I can't – one of my oldest friends, Kara, is so incredibly good at presentation and
yeah,
like, gets so into it and, like, wraps a perfect gift. And it's just not me. But I think that's so cool that that's, like, a thing that you're, like, you focus on.
Well, I mean, I think it's just sort of fun. My, like, my cheat code is always going monochrome, right? Like, you know how, like, when you get a bunch of, like, flowers from the bodega or whatever, and you, like, want to make them look really fancy, and then you look up, like, the tips online, and people are like, just buy one color, because then everything, like, you know, kind of is all cohesive. I think,
right,
it's the same thing with presentation for gifts, right? You're just like, we're going to go blue. You're just going to get like,
oh my
different
gosh,
hues. And then you're going to be like, oh yeah, a lot of thought went into this. And you're just like, nah, it's just one color.
Truly, I'm literally thinking of my own house and I'm like, my brain doesn't work like this. Like, you know how people like, I'm like, you know how people's houses like look so put together and nice? Like everything in my house, like the scheme of my decor is like eclectic in the fact that I never think about anything else in my house when I find something that I like. So if I find a chair that I like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go with the other things in my house. Like, I can never think,
I mean,
like, oh, I have this couch and I have to buy a chair in this color so that it makes sense. I'm like, no, I'm just going to find another couch, a chair that I like. And now that you're saying this about flowers, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my blind spot.
Okay. Well, I cannot even like venture into the realm of home decor with you. That is like so far outside my purview of like zone of genius. Like, you can give me a box. I can make a box look cute.
Okay.
You like give me a home. I'm like, no.
Understood.
I will be here in the corner with my box, making the box look cute.
All right. I will come. I will do anything home decor related for you if you wrap all of my gifts this year.
Done.
I mean,
done.
You're in
that
LA
is like
right
my
now.
One skill.
Great. You're in LA right now. I will like set you up at a safe distance in my backyard. Just like,
oh my God.
And just supply
that
all the stuff,
so,
and you can do it.
That is so fun to me. Like, that was like a bonding thing that I like did with my mom when I was little. It was like,
oh,
we would always like wrap all the presents together, and she is like, she's so intense about it. So I was like the 6-year-old that had like hospital corners on my packages, which is like, now that I'm saying it out loud, like, perhaps, you know, not too normal, but
no,
but yeah, it's always been a thing I've like loved. It's like very meditative.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm thinking of that line in Elf where he's like, 6-inch ribbon curls, honey.
Yes.
My mom's the opposite. She's so, my mom and I are very similar in the way we're like, I got you the gift. Like, you want me to wrap it now too? I have to wrap the gift now too. Like,
too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
But my mom is classic. It sounds like your mom has like labels and gift tags, so she knows which gift belongs to everybody.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
It's not how it works in my house. My mom will wrap a thing, and then 2 seconds after it's wrapped, she'll be like, "What did I just wrap? And who was it for?" And so, without fail, every Christmas it's become a tradition, and we love it. And without every Christmas, you'll be halfway opening a gift. My mom will be like, wait, hold on. Okay, no, that's for Ben. Give that to Ben. But, and then hold on. And like, I mean, every Christmas. And it's so funny because like, the presentation part of it, regardless of what it is, it all becomes about like how how much time do I have to open this before someone takes it away from me and says it's for someone else. So I'll miss that this year.
I know, but it's all about like, you know, it's all about the fun of it, right? Like, exactly. I mean, the presentation is like, yeah, it's like a fun thing to do, but obviously it has to rest in like, you know, just, you know, the love of the gift.
I know, the love of the gift. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Okay, we're back. This is giving me so much, now I'm looking at my calendar. Okay, today is December 1st. And this episode, when everyone's listening to it, will be like December 11th, I think. But as we are talking, it's the official beginning of Christmas, which is when I think I can start listening to Christmas music around other people and not be made fun of, even though I have been listening to Christmas music like exclusively since October. I feel like right now, all I want to do is go make lists of things to get friends that maybe normally we wouldn't do a gift exchange, but that like I feel like part of the joy that I will get out of it is like finding a good gift, especially because no other joy has appeared this year. Like it's been such a joyless year.
So true.
What gift are you most excited to give? You can be vague if you suspect they might be listening, but like, what perfect gift did you find this year?
Oh man. How am I going to narrow this down? Okay. So for my partner, I found this, he has this like, poem that he really loves. That's always kind of like been his thing. And I found this company that mounts poems like on sheet metal, kind of.
Ooh, and it's like very embossing?
Like, yeah. And sort of just like a very urban kind of cool masculine, like home decor kind of a thing.
Yeah,
exactly. So I got that for him. So he will be very excited about that. I'm trying to think what else I've got. I'm like so in the mode of like getting everybody else's gifts out for their company that I'm like, what did I actually get so far? But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one. What about you?
Well, I'll tell Dan he can't listen to this episode. But I'm so excited. So I got Dan he might even actually be like outside the room listening, but I got him this old, I found it on eBay. It is I'm like, did you see my voice went down a little bit? I'm like I'm trying to be a little quieter. On eBay, I found this old vintage, Mary Mecco print. And it's huge. And I was right before we got on the phone. I was like, how am I going to get this framed? And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, this company does framing. And then like you get to the end and they're like, it's $400. And you're like, okay, nope. I'm like, maybe he can just hang it up on the wall without a frame. It's painted on canvas and it's two very colorful toucans. And it's just very Dan. Dan loves a lot of colors, a lot of primary colors. Like if it looks like it should belong in like a 5-year-old's bedroom, like my
he's
husband,
he's
really into it. And I found it. I was so excited. And I'm also so bad at keeping gifts a secret. Like the second they come, and Dan is probably the one person throughout the year that I will see something and get it and then, you know, stash
hold
it away.
On to it.
Yeah. But usually I get so excited that I like show it to him in July. I'm like, do you want one of your Christmas presents? He's like, no. But that's the one I'm most excited for, because I'm hoping that if I can get it framed, I'll be able to wrap it and it'll just be like huge. And I'm like very excited just because it's just like very, I don't think he'll be expecting it at all.
That sounds awesome. I love that.
I'm pumped about it. Yeah. And he's also like a very good and thoughtful gift giver. So I feel like I have to up my game every year. But I'm glad that you and I both went towards like an art theme.
I love that. It's so hard though. I mean, so my partner and I don't live together. And so like, that's always like a little bit of like a, I don't know, like choosing home decor for another person. You're like, is this a good move? Is this person going to like it?
Oh,
like, are
sure.
you just sort of like, and now I will decorate your apartment for you.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Those things also have to be done kind of like slowly over time. It's like when you start dating someone and you're like, maybe we should buy you new pillowcases. Like maybe you're like, oh, like it is like, it's like, you kind of have to slowly be like, oh, I'm elevating your space, but you think I'm just giving you a present.
Like, exactly. Like, I just thought you would maybe like this. Right. And also I would like it when I am over
here. Like when we did all the G-Thanks gift guides, we were like, the best one that we could think of was like gifts to get your partner that like you will end that you actually want. Like stuff that's like,
yes,
a really, I mean, I got Dan one of those like vacuum sealers for leftovers because,
oh,
I don't want to clean. I hate cleaning out the fridge where it's like a bunch of stuff that like should not have been in the fridge.
Yeah, you know? Just feel so wasteful.
It feels gross and it feels wasteful. And I was just like, this is a real, like, and Dan's always making food for 36 for some reason. And there's two of us. So there's always leftovers. And I got him that vacuum sealer and he liked it a lot. And I was like, I also like it. I'm like also very happy to be using it.
That's so great. I feel like that's always the characteristic of like the person who cooks. Like I am not a cook at all. Mm-hmm. But my partner cooks a lot also. And it's just sort of like, if you're the person that wants to make food and feed everybody, you're like, I'm not really paying attention to how many people are in the room. I'm just like, right. You know, maybe someone will wander in. Who knows?
Right. Exactly. Like, I don't think there a chili recipe for fewer than 12 people exists. Like every time right. I have made like anything, it's like, it's like for a town hoedown. And I'm like, yes. You know, oh, I guess I'm feeding 250 today. Has the poem come in yet? Or are you waiting for it to be delivered? Like,
it just came yesterday. Ooh. I was so excited. And I think it checks out. It looks good. I think he's going to like it.
I love that. That's so exciting. Great, great, great idea.
Thanks, man. Hopefully it's good.
I know. I'm sure it will be. That is so exciting. Is your partner in New York for the holiday?
He's going to come out here. So we're, you know, it's always sort of like a difficult thing right now because it's like normally you're splitting holidays and then you're also like, okay, we also have to like build in quarantine time because we like did the whole thing. Like I came back from New York and spent like 2 weeks in a hotel room before I like came home to, you know, see my family. So he's going to do the same thing and then be with us for Christmas. So
that is nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing, I think. But it's just a real expensive and intense like rigmarole to like make it all work this season.
Truly,
you know?
Truly. Yeah, we're not, I mean, we're staying home, but we're staying in California, but and hopefully maybe next summer or spring we can get back to New York. I don't know what we would do in New York in the winter.
Yeah.
At the level of danger that it is. And then like, I'm not going to hang out inside with my like 65 year old parents. I can't like, and I don't have anywhere to quarantine for 14. You know what I mean? Like I tried doing all of the math on it and I was like, this is not going to work. So I will wait it out. But this is my first taste at a California holiday season, and I gotta say, not that bad. I kind of like it.
Welcome, lady.
I really like it.
Having grown up here, I, you know, it's so funny because I, like, the whole time I was growing up in California, I, like, really had this, like, chip on my shoulder about Christmas here. Like, it's not snowing. It doesn't look like it does in the movies. You know, like, it's not, like, real Christmas. And then, you know, living in, like, Boston and New York and, like, being in snow in January, I'm just like, you were such a dumb little baby. Like, you didn't know how good you had it.
Dumb little baby. No, it's super true. The Christmas season in the Northeast is unparalleled. But on December 26th, you don't want any of it anymore. Like,
I'll even go to, like, New Year's Eve. I'll take snow at New Year's.
That's generous.
That's okay.
That's generous of you. I honestly wouldn't. So, Also, Christmas in New York doesn't even look like it does in the movies. It doesn't usually snow in December. It's usually too warm.
True.
New York is a real, you know, Christmas city. Like, I used to work at 30 Rock, and so that was a big, you know, talk about rigmarole. I mean, like, that was really something. And it was everywhere, starting on October, like, 11th. Like, you would go, and it would be in subtle ways, but you would go, I would get to work in the morning in the middle of October, and the guys, the, like, grounds guys at 30 Rock would be, like, you know, stringing lights around the trees.
Oh, man.
And you're like, oh, my God. It's like, it's coming. And then on October 31st, on Halloween, I remember, like, a few years ago, Radio City put up their tree, not the 30 Rock tree, but they have like a fake tree that they put up outside the theater. On top. Yeah, on top of the like scaffolding. And I was like, it's Halloween, but I kind of loved it. Like, it's just so like, and here we go. But also there's always a day where it's like 78. So you're like, none of this feels correct.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I sort of think, especially like normally I'm a person who's like, come on guys, like it's not time yet. Like let every holiday like breathe and have its space. Yeah. But this year I sort of feel like we were all like, okay, it's May. Is it Christmas yet? It's September. Is it Christmas yet? Like we just like needed the joy of this holiday to like breathe an infusion into our souls.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like I'm always so excited for the holiday season, but this year I felt like I had people who were excited with me. So I have been ready for this. I mean, people just need something. Like, it sounds so cliche. I know everyone's saying it, but like, you know, if we made it out this year, like alive, and if our families were safe and if our jobs were safe and, you know, if we didn't get sick, like that's like huge. And
that's the win.
It's a lot to be celebrated and to be grateful for. And like, obviously, like, I don't know, there's just so many things that went so wrong for so many people this year. And I feel like just making it to December is no small feat. And then just trying to like, you know, give back and kind of do what I can, like in our community around, you know, for people who didn't. And it's just kind of nuts to see that this year, like I just heard a commercial yesterday when I was driving, because I often go on drives to nowhere. To get out of the house. It feels like I'm doing an errand, but I'm never getting out of the car. and I can trick myself. But I was listening to the radio, obviously Christmas 24/7 radio station. And like there was this, you know, like the local Toyota dealership doing their commercial, and they're like, 2020 is almost over. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like it really is. Man. Like this year is over. It's weird.
It's so nuts because I feel like so much has happened. Like we've all just had so much to absorb, even if we are really lucky. And like, I really count myself in that number. Absolutely. But so much has happened. And yet it's had this like weird blanket of monotony that's just like stretched over it too. Like none of our psyches know how to deal with it. So now we're finally like, okay, Christmas. Like now I know.
Right.
This is a thing I can get behind and get involved in. And like, we're supposed to be cozy at home for this. Okay. All right. Yes. This is good. This is good.
Okay. I'm supposed to be baking. I'm supposed to be making, you know, 6,000 cookies a day. This makes sense to me. And it's also just familiar. Like it's like all these other traditions, you know, are by the wayside now. And I feel like people can kind of like rest their heads on Christmas a little. And I don't know. I'm excited. I mean, everyone's just like in a much cheerful mood. But also
it's
like,
so good.
But relative to 2020. So maybe not as cheerful as usual, but like, we're trying.
Mid-range jolly.
Mid-range. Yeah. Exactly. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I am so excited to hear what you brought to Gee Thanks Just Bought It.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we're back. Julie, I know that you prepped long and thoughtfully for this moment. Tell me what you brought.
I mean, I actually really did think long and hard about this and sourced my community. Okay, so the thing I brought is this sort of combination LED nightlight flashlight. So you plug it into the wall and it just like acts as a regular nightlight, kind of changes colors if you're like in a disco frame of mind, if you wanted to. But then you can pull it out of the wall if there's like a blackout or you just need a regular flashlight or whatever. And it has this huge range of motion of what it illuminates. And it's like, yeah, $23 on Amazon. But I have been using them for like forever. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite thing. Love it.
Wow. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the moment that you realized this was something you needed to buy.
Well, my mom got it for me.
The amazing gift giver, of course.
I mean, right? So I have been sort of like, I've been moving every year for the past like couple of years. And so I was like picking up steaks and like I'm in a new place and whatever. And so I think that was like her little piece of like, okay, like here's a tiny bit of safety to take with you.
Uh-huh.
But just, you know, like you're in a new place, you don't know what's going on. You just like, that's something that always is like a flashlight's like a big heavy thing that like lives under the sink or you never like quite know where it is. So just to have it in an outlet, like always accessible, I think mm-hmm. is just like such a genius little thing. You never like know it's there until you need it.
I love that. And have you needed it?
I have. Yeah. Cause we've like lost power a couple of times or just even when the first part of COVID started happening. You know, like you always catastrophize a little bit. You're like, first it's this, but then what if there are like all sorts of other things to deal with? And mm-hmm. you're like, all right, we just like have our emergency stuff sorted. We're going to feel a lot better about life.
That is smart. I feel like there, you know, especially at the beginning of COVID when everyone was like buying water and exactly. no one really knew why, but everyone was like, well, she's buying water, so I guess I need to buy a lot of water. I don't have any of that stuff. And when fire season came around, I was like, oh, I'm screwed. Like, I need to get this together.
So
I'm trying to figure out all the things that I need. And so it sounds like this might be a really good addition to that kit.
I think it's fantastic because it's always charging because it's like plugged into the wall as a nightlight. So you never have to be, I mean, growing up in Southern California, like obviously I should be like the most disaster and preparedness aware like person ever.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not. But, you know, you do always think like, oh yeah, like I should have a jug of water in my car.
Yeah.
I never get past that point, obviously. But yeah, this is a good one to just like set it, forget it. Never have to think about it.
Sure.
It's there for you.
Tell me the name of it again. I'm just going to look it up while we're talking because I want to get a visual.
Yeah. The brand is Bonashi.
Uh-huh.
And it's an LED nightlight motions. It's one of those Amazon names that's you know,
yeah,
85 words long.
It pops. Yeah. It's like very good, very light, very bright. Okay.
But it's like very like it's white and sleek.
Oh,
you know, like
nice.
It's like a very sort of just like little pocket guy that kind of gets like tucked into the wall and it's not going to like mess up the aesthetics of whatever else you have going on.
Right, my big aesthetically incorrect. Oh, I see this. Okay. Cool. They currently sell them in two packs. They have very high ratings. How long does their charge usually last?
I think I've had mine for like two or three years.
Okay.
And you just keep it plugged into the wall all the time.
And that's how it charges.
Yeah. So I've never had one run out. I've never taken it on like an 85-mile like hike or anything, but I think they're pretty long-standing.
You're not going on 85-mile hikes? That's crazy.
You know,
I do it every
Iron
day.
Mans are not in my future.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you. It's not happening.
Absolutely. Same. No, this is really great. I also feel like I just need something like this for my bathroom because like I am like a pee in the middle of the night kind of gal. So
yes.
And these are motion censored. So like, and I'm always turning on the light and then it like wakes me up. And I know I know nightlights exist, but they're like a thing that I just have never bought. You know what I mean? You're like, oh.
Well, because you think about them for children, right? Like you don't think that that's like an adult home purchase, but I do the same thing. You like go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and it's just like this calm blue color.
Yeah.
Just like, thanks, guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Right. Yeah. I'm still asleep. This is great.
Exactly.
Do you think they would work as like closet lights? Like my closet
totally.
Is so dark and one of my 2021 projects for the winter when we're not, you know, we're not doing anything is I want to like reorganize and calibrate my closet in a way that I'm not just like digging through stuff all the time. And part of that includes lighting it in a useful and chic way. And I feel like this might be a good, this might be a good one. And there are outlets in my closet, weirdly. So this would work.
I was just going to say, as long as there's an outlet, then I think you're in business. You just wave a hand past it and it's like, look at this beautiful blouse that you can wear to sit in your living room. I imagine me just
like pulling, like Moses parting the sea and pushing my hangers and being like, hello, I'm here. Not like, I mean, and I will also add, not like I go into my closet ever because I rotate through the same four lounge outfits every day.
I don't know what you're talking about because I get dressed every day.
Yeah, well, today I'm in my ball gown. No, but I don't. It's just a weird thing. Remember when someone called jeans hard pants because they couldn't remember what it was like? They couldn't
absolutely
remember what jeans. Yeah, hard pants.
Okay, but this is a real thing that is happening in my life. Is my partner gets dressed every day?
Yeah,
puts on pants, puts on a belt. And
too.
I'm like,
it's so
what
weird.
Are you,
yeah.
What are you doing?
It's really weird. It's like a little crazy. And like, yeah, never mind that his pants still fit and mine don't because I've been wearing leggings for a year. And now that I'm trying to put on jeans, I'm like, well, but yeah, he's like, well, I can't really work like if I'm not like dressed. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I admire it.
I know.
It's just, it's not a thing for my life.
Right. You do you. I can't relate, but like,
yeah,
great for
I'm
you.
I'm proud of you.
Right.
I'll be over here in my yoga pants.
Right. Exactly. I know. And I feel like the most dressed up I've gotten this year is like when my sweatshirt and sweatpants match. Like I've been doing like a real 90s mom, like on a power walk mode.
It's a cute look.
Thank you so much. I feel very cute in it. I mean, it's funny that it's December because I feel, did you have a feeling, and I wonder if anyone listening can relate to this, like, you know, the first couple weeks in March were like very novelty.
Yes.
Where you're like, oh, I'm in my pajamas and I'm like FaceTiming all my friends.
Right.
I thought that would kind of go away, but like I'm still in sweats like all the time and it's December.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's like a real psychological thing, right? Like we all are just like, of all of the metrics in life, where can I gain comfort, right? And like physical is, it's really, really high up there.
True.
And jeans are just not that comfortable. I don't know what to say.
It's true.
They're just not.
Well, a friend of mine Zoomed me or FaceTimed me the other day without a warning. And I was like, oh my God, someone's dead or she's pregnant. And she was just calling to say hi. And I was like, something has shifted in me that now I am back to thinking all the phone calls are not like, hey, we're all home and we're bored. And now I'm now I assume the worst. So even though I'm wearing sweatpants, I still think that if you call me, someone is dead.
I mean, I think it's still kind of an intense move. I'm still trying to be better about it. But
phone calls I can do. The spontaneous FaceTime is like a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. What am I wearing? What am I doing? Right, maybe I have a face mask on.
But I feel like it worked better in March because it was like we all looked like insane. Like we all were like, right. It's like, oh my God, I have pimple patches on too. Like, oh, I have like my hair in a towel too. But now in December, there are people who have very different routines. So someone will FaceTime you and you look like garbage and they're like wearing lipstick. And you're like, are we in the same, are we living through the same pandemic right now? Like I'm still unshowered.
Yeah. So they're choose your own adventure.
Exactly. I still can't get over these, how cute these nightlights look and how
they're so chic. Who knew that was a thing?
A chic nightlight. It's really a perfect, it's a good gift too. A lot of people in the G Thanks Facebook group were saying that there are people in their lives that they have to give gifts to, but they never want anything. And they're like so practical and they're minimalist. And I feel like this is actually a great gift for people like that.
I love it. Like, I'm so glad.
Get them some. I put, you know what I'm looking at? Have you ever seen the version of this that's a toilet bowl light? That like changes colors. Mm-hmm. It was in, we did a gag gift white elephant a few years ago with friends. And this was my contribution. It's $10.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. I will send you a link after we're done and I'll put it in the show notes. It is, right. Another long name by Amazon. Toilet light, toilet bowl light, motion sensor, bathroom night light, 16 colors changing toilet. It is literally like disco nights in your toilet.
I mean, I'm here for it. I love that.
It was
I feel like your...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like your gift guides were just like so intense and specific, and I just love them so much. Between you guys and the Cup of Joe gift guides, I'm like, I'm done here.
You're
like,
done. Thank you so
this
much.
This is all I ever need.
I appreciate that so much. I have to give a shout out to Jolie, who really spearheaded that part of this month. I did work on the gift guides, but Jolie really like led the charge. She's amazing. And yeah, I'm so happy with how they turned out, and it was really very little to do with me. So she's done like an amazing job on that, and she'll be excited to hear this.
Oh my God, they're incredible. Also, every time she like takes over the Instagram thing, I'm like, and now I am taking a masterclass seminar in skincare,
oh my gosh.
And I'm just like absorbing all of the product recommendations.
Same. That's why if anyone ever asks me for like, I can't. I go to the dermatologist. The dermatologist tells me what to do. I like feel very uncomfortable giving anything more than a moisturizer recommendation to somebody. But Jolie's right. Like, if you like retinol, but your skin is like A-type B6-7, then you're blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
like
about,
so
but it's magic.
Incredible. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I'm always like the person who's like allergic to everything, reacts to everything.
Sure.
So I like never want to take people's recommendations. And I like watched her for like 4 slides and I was like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me all the things. Doing.
It's true. It's truly true. I'm looking at the toilet bowl sensor now. The only thing about it, and we've never used one ourselves, it just went into the gift thing. And I think people were very into it, but I like wouldn't want to touch it. After, like, I don't,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I would have to, like, put on a rubber glove and, like, throw it away. Like, I don't want to, like, plug it in anywhere. Like, it's gross. So I feel like there's a few eco questions I have about this edition, but it is funny. But anyway, it lights up your toilet bowl like a disco light, and it's supposed to be, like, a gag gift, but I think it's very, like, frat housey. And I think it's, like, serious frat housey, where they're like, we have to get this. But I was a big fan, and it's like a $10 fun gag gift.
I love that.
But it was
so funny.
It came up right under the nightlight that you recommended. So I'm like, okay,
hey,
so we're in the same family.
Nightlights unite, man.
Nightlights unite. The other thing that I love about lights, have you seen these like Bliss lights?
No.
Let me see if I can text it to you right now just so you can see it. I was influenced to buy something similar to this. From a influencer's 11-year-old. I can't message it to you, but it's one of those things where it's like all of a sudden if you're in a dark room it like lights up your room, like it
ooh,
that sounds just like a light, you know, it projects like stars and like moving
yeah.
And it's very popular with 12-year-olds, but I was like, oh, I want one because like that sounds really calm. So I was influenced by an 11-year-old. But those are also really fun, different vibe than the nightlight.
Okay.
Less useful, but like fun. Lots of things you can do with light in your home, you guys. This is what we're learning.
I'm very into this. Also, I feel like being influenced by an 11-year-old is like a good move right now.
Uh-huh.
Like they're into things that are just fun.
Yeah, they're
for
into fun's
fun. Sake,
right?
Right. So,
and who do we have to impress? Like, I don't
literally
care.
No one.
Who's at your house? Who's at your house judging your lights? Nobody.
I don't know, but right. I feel like the ultimate like level of like adulthood is like, do you still care about being cool? Cool, me either.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Not
no.
at all. I gave
You're
up
like,
on that
define
a long time
cool.
ago.
Absolutely not. I know, and I, you know, if you have somebody coming over to your house who you think is going to judge your nightlight situation, whether it is your toilet bowl light or your sky of stars light, then I want to know, why are people coming over to your house?
Maybe they can go to someone else's.
Right. It's
you know?
A pandemic. Stay home. Don't, if anyone who's comfortable coming into your home right now, you can judge them for that. They can't judge
oh
you for your
God.
Lights. I love this. I feel like also, you know, in the vein of therapy lights, light is going to be more important than ever this
yeah.
winter. We are entering a dark, like literally and figuratively dark winter. And I think like
yeah.
any way that you can jazz up your home is, you know, do it. And there are so many options. I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna like restructure the entire lighting
You're like
of my house.
Like nightlight.
I'm on like nightlight TikTok later and
nightlight subreddit.
Exactly. Wow, I can't. We've been talking for 45 minutes. I have more questions about small packages, Julie. So, how
sure.
do you have anything coming up for 2021? A new small business that you're super excited about? A small business that you've worked with before that you want to shout out? Anybody that you think you want G-Thinks listeners to check out, especially ahead of holidays. I'm sure everybody, and I would, you guys, I recommend you going on to smallpackages.co, looking at boxes, and whether you want to send one to somebody else or to yourself, it's fine. You can see all the different brands that are in all the different boxes, and you can, it's like, it's almost like its own gift guide, truly. But is there anyone special? Yeah. Is there anyone special you want to shout out?
Oh man, this is like asking me to choose like
your favorite children. Child. I know.
So we have this one brand that I think is like super pandemic appropriate. They're called Avec.
Okay.
And they are all natural mixers. So like you could for sure just mix them with like soda water or something if you wanted something non-alcoholic, but they're like perfect. Like just add tequila, just add whiskey, but
love
they have
that.
Like super low sugar content, and they're all like natural flavors, and like the branding is really cute. They're a black owned business. And I just love them. I go through like cases of
them,
which
right
is
now.
Ridiculous. Yeah. A-V-E-C, like, you know, French
for
whisk.
Yes. The only, the only French word that I know. is it, do you know if avecdrinks.com, I assume. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. These are cute. Cute branding,
too. They're so cute. I really, really love them.
I will show they're having a big Cyber Monday week special, which will be over by the time this episode comes out. So I'm going to literally put this on the Instagram now so that people can check them out. This is so cool.
Amazing. And then I think one of the other things that we're like, oh my God, they're so good. And they have like six different flavors, too. Like they have one that's like instant like margarita or like ginger if you're like a whiskey, like I'm really
this
into
is
whiskey
so cute. Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, it's the best thing. And I think the other thing that I'm really excited about for right now is our holiday box, because Kate Bayer, the like internet poet extraordinaire, her first book we are stocking in that, and then it's also going to be in our new self-care boxes going forward.
Incredible.
She's just like,
we love Kate.
She's the best.
We love Kate here. Like, she's the best. She is the first person who introduced us all to the Garden Witch overalls that we all own.
Oh.
Yeah, she was the one that recommended. She can do anything. We love Kate.
She's just ridiculous.
What a great, I knew that the book was part of a box. I didn't realize it was the holiday box, and that's excited. Now I'm going to the small package is what I'm saying. You'll probably get a few orders from me by the end of the day.
Oh my goodness,
and also, you guys,
amazing.
Don't forget Fat Toad Caramel. Like the
they are
insane.
Ridiculous.
I love it. I love, love, love what you have done. What a great company. What a great idea.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh, you have the bling wipes in your... Is that like an engagement box?
Yeah, in the engagement box. Those ones are... I love like when you find products that are just like for that specific thing. You're like, oh, I never would have thought of that, but it's like perfect for this occasion.
Yeah.
That one's really fun. In our baby box, we have this little cuddle bear that's from this Australian company called Elks and Angels. It's like
looking right
literally the
cute.
Cutest thing of my life.
Oh, I love this. Oh, it's so cute. My friend just had a baby. I'm like, seriously, this is it. Like, I'm just going to send everybody small packages and everyone's going to be very happy and no one has to deal with my horrible wrapping. Oh my God, how cute is this? I love that.
I got to say, like, I feel like I have the best job in the entire world just like getting to like try all this stuff and put together all these things and just like, I mean, I don't know. It's such a happy thing.
I think
so
that
we feel super lucky.
Amazing.
To be doing it.
You guys check out smallpackages.co. Make sure you check out their holiday box because I assume it is a limited time only run.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, do you think Women in Food will still be around by the time this episode comes out?
Yes, it will.
Okay, great. Please order someone you love or yourself, which also counts as someone you love, the Women in Food box because you could literally order it for yourself. You could separate any of these things and make them stocking stuffers. You could just do what I did and eat all of it on your own. Totally acceptable. Or send it to a friend who you're not going to be able to be with this year. All of these things were so delish. I told you I ordered more Brooklyn Brittle. You'll see why if you try it. Julie,
oh
thank
God.
You
so,
so much for coming to G Thanks Just Bought It. I'm so happy you came.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was such a blast.
This was so much fun. You guys, thanks so much for listening. Of course, everything we talked about, from the nightlights that Julie recommended to the other nightlight that an influencer who was 11 recommended and I love, to the toilet bowl light, to all of the different small packages, boxes, and our gift guides, everything will be in the show notes. Enjoy. You will find a perfect gift for someone this holiday season, we promise. And we will see you guys next week for another episode of